Hey, it's Lisa Robin Young. I want to welcome you to day 7 of the Get Your Year in Gear program. And woohoo, you've made it through the pre-planning phase of this program. The actual planning part is actually much easier than the pre-planning. Once you get clarity on what really matters, which is what we've done for the last 6 days, the rest becomes about plugging your stuff into the calendar. This is where you break your goals down into smaller chunks. And there are a couple of tools I like to use for this. The first is Workflowy. It's kind of a cross between brain dumps and mind maps because I can dump out all kinds of stuff out of my head in list form and then link everything together. And then I can create backward plans and then rearrange them easily in a mind mapping software like FreeMind. And I also like Symbolology's backward planner. This tool really helps me get granular on the order of operations for things. So I can mind map in a particular direction, but then I can get real granular on what comes in what order with Symbolology. And then I can map out my timelines more accurately. These are three tools that are going to give you a handle on the day-to-day planning and accountability stuff, but you don't have to use them. Try them, see what works for you, dump what doesn't work for you, because they're only tools. You get to use the tools that serve you best. And then I plug in all my final appointments and commitments on a calendar, and I actually use a paper calendar, plot out all the stuff that I already know is happening over the next 12 months, like school stuff, vacations, dentist appointments. And when all that's on the calendar, then I go back and plug in all my non-negotiables, things like self-care, my peace system time, workouts, fitness goals, those kinds of things. And this is where you need to be ruthlessly honest about yourself, because some people just won't schedule, okay? And if you're not scheduling and making an intentional commitment to your non-negotiables, then you only have yourself to blame when things don't get done. Studies have shown that people who write things down are more likely to get more of those goals accomplished. Even when life happens and stuff derails your plans, you still need to make an intentional commitment to doing the work, because then when life happens, you get to make a conscious choice that, you know, says, well, what am I going to do? What am I not going to do? What's going to get left off the calendar for today, instead of falling victim to the emergencies of people around you, okay? Putting out other people's fires and not even thinking if it's your fire to put out in the first place, okay? It's important to lay down and enforce those boundaries. So let this be a subtle, proactive way of laying down those boundaries before you even have to think about it. Prioritizing your goals before you get into a space that says, OMG, I have two competing priorities. What do I do? No, you've already made the decision for the next 12 months. Now it just becomes a matter of doing a gut check and saying, do I really still believe this? Yes or no. If I do, then I have to honor that. If I don't, then I need to make a change. So I've done that. I've put all my non-negotiables and all the stuff for the year on. And then I look at what has a specific deadline of my goals, and I put those on the calendar, and then I backward plan milestones from there. Now, we're only putting the milestones in for the next 12 months, and break it down whatever way works for you. I use quarters in the worksheets, so find what works that you'll stick with, okay? Once those are in the calendar, all my milestones for the year, all my must-dos, then I do a gut check. Does this stuff still feel doable and not overwhelming? Because if it feels overwhelming, then it's really asking a lot of yourself to accomplish all of this stuff. If you're not feeling that it's doable, maybe a little bit challenging, but not like, holy cow, how am I going to get all this done? Then you're okay. But if it's not feeling that way, if it's feeling heavy or really hard, you need to go back to your goals and see if there's a different goal hiding inside that larger goal. And I don't like size. Size gives me issues because there is no big or small goal. It's just your goal, okay? Find the goal that's inside the other goal that's better suited to getting done in the next 12 months, okay? And look at your track record. If you're a person who, you know, plans these big, huge goals for the year, but you're consistently not achieving all of that, you're planning too, quote unquote, too big. And you need to right size your goals so that they're doable and not overwhelming and not disappointing for you. Now, that doesn't mean make them super teeny tiny so that they're easily achieved in 7 days, because then you'll feel no challenge and you'll get bored very easily. But don't be afraid to pick a more attainable goal for yourself, because every goal is a step on your journey to success. Don't think yourself less of a person because your calendar doesn't allow you to win the presidency, buy a multinational company, and win Super Parent of the Year all at the same time. The only definition of success that matters is yours. And my hope is that your definition creates a sense of ease, abundance, flow, and just the right amount of challenge in your year. It's not about killing yourself to hit some milestone. That's not success. So if your goals feel doable and not overwhelming, then move on to the specific tasks just for the first quarter of the year, okay? This is also where you start scheduling the tasks for the goals that aren't date specific, Like, if I want to build a stronger relationship with my child, date night, or books I want to read, and start scheduling those in just for the first quarter of the year. And remember to focus on what you can control, not your outcomes, because I can't control whether or not my relationship gets better with my son. All I can control are the things that I can do that I think will help contribute to that goal. All right? So you want to make sure that you schedule that stuff in. And if it's not scheduled, it's stressful. Somebody told me that once, and I believe it. Okay? So you've scheduled all this stuff for the first quarter of the year, and then you start to take action on what you've planned. Pure and simple. And then at the end of the quarter, you want to come back and revisit this whole process and go, am I on track? Am I off track? What's working? What's not working? This isn't about making you feel guilty if you don't do something. It's about making sure that you stay on target, making sure that the plane is going in the right direction and not traveling way off course. Okay? And if you're one of those people who's like, I am not going to write down drink 7 glasses of water every day on my calendar, that's fine. But if you're not attaining the goals that you need to attain, I challenge you to see if maybe you need to compromise a little bit here and do some tracking in the short term to make sure that you're being consistent, okay? For me, I need to calendar tasks, I need to track them, and it also gives me an opportunity to celebrate my quote-unquote small wins, okay? My surprise blessings, all right? And when we come from a place of celebration, I said this before, instead of a place of lack and fear, you move forward with more confidence. So the worksheets today are going to help you break things down by quarter. And again, use whatever time frames work best for you. But once you've broken out those 90 days, you want to take action on those and then reevaluate. If you find you're trying to schedule too much, again, you need to do that gut check, then you may find that some of your goals need to go on hold. And this is an idea called sprouting. Essentially, there are some goals that take longer than others to sprout and grow and incubate. Like if I want to lose 50 pounds, I could do it mathematically and say, well, I need to lose 12 pounds every quarter. But maybe my first quarter of the year is going to be focused on just figuring out what kind of exercise I need to do and getting consistent at that. I'm probably not going to lose 12 pounds that quarter because I'm focusing on just getting the mechanics down. But then in the next couple of quarters, I can make up for lost time, so to speak, and lose a little more weight in those quarters because now I have something that's consistent going on, or I'm eating better or whatever, okay? So sometimes you need to sprout a goal and nurture it along a little bit. Sometimes you can just do it linearly and have sales goals for, you know, every quarter. Sometimes you know that the first 3 months of the year are bad time for sales for you, so you don't want to mathematically linearly plot it out. You want to sprout it out, okay? So just be mindful of that. That's really it. The idea is to lay out the milestones for the next 12 months and then get granular on just the next quarter. Then do a final gut check. Take a look at all the stuff you've got planned, and if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, then you know you've either got to get some help or check in with yourself and see if there's a different goal inside the goal that you've set that's going to be more doable and still give you the challenge that you're looking for. Because if you've created a plan that's too big for yourself, that feels too overwhelming, you're not going to follow through. And this applies well into the future, because you could be doing something great right now that works right now, and then life happens and that ain't going to work no more, and you're going to have to make a change, okay? It's ridiculous to expect yourself to continue to output at the same rate when things have changed for you. That's when you take out the flight plan and say, okay, it's time for a course correction. And remember, you always have the choice. This is success as you define it, not as someone else defines it. You, period, end of discussion, okay? And that's it. You know, come back to this process in 90 days and your planning period is only gonna take you maybe an hour because you've already done the work. Now it's a matter of going back and going, is this still what's important to me? Yes or no? Is this still working? Yes or no? And moving through the process that way. And you can do this every quarter. You can actually do it for a 5-year outlook. Most entrepreneurs are in that next 12-month mindset, if you can get them to plan that far out. When you can get yourself to plan 5 years out or 10 years out, then you can take each year like you're taking your quarters right now and taking your quarters like you do your weeks and days, okay? That's it. You know, it's a simple planning process. It gives you the tools you need to keep making choices for months and years to come. The only other thing I'd like to talk to you about is today's feedback form. It's the most important one for me. Please take time to work through the form because it gives me an honest impression of the entire program, helps me improve this training for future participants. And the feedback that I've gotten so far has been incredible. Some of it's already gone into improving this version of the course. And so I want to continue that trend, and your feedback is very valuable to me in making that happen. So I hope this has been a valuable planning tool for you. And if you have any questions, please just shoot me an email. info@lisarobinyoung.com. I'm here to help you.